News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5, and warm today, says Dr. Bill. How warm, he'll let us know in just a second. 60 now, time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still have light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore. If you traffic from Loxley, Malbus, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, across the Bayway and the Causeway, a pretty quiet ride as AAA says this is the worst day to travel of the year. So far from the 1065 split range line out towards Grand Bay Wilmer Road, we've seen no delays. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, they're available 24 hours a day. They even offer underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at pittsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The management and employees of Spiltech Environmental and Mobile reminds motorists that driving always requires extra care. During this holiday season, stay alert and be prepared to stop. Drive with the other guy in mind and make sure everyone's seatbelt is buckled. Keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and never text and drive. Let's all do our part to make this holiday safe and happy. This safety reminder from the management and employees of Spiltech Environmental and Mobile.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, let me make sure I have this straight. It is the worst day to travel and the third busiest shopping day, right?
Just stay inside.
All right, this is day after Christmas. 7:07, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We'll check in with Dr. Bill and Kane coming up through the hour. Glad to have you along. Yeah, so the third busiest shopping day. And then you heard the news updates there about setting new records for cyber spending. Up. They talked about, well, more people maybe were forced to shop online because of the 6-day shorter shopping period between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But help me understand, this is not rhetorical. So you can hit me up on the text line 343-0106. Shouldn't any still relatively new technology be setting records every year? Mm-hmm. I mean, every time they say, well, this is the most online shopping ever, well, more people each year are engaging with cyber commerce. They're becoming used to it. Even though the early adopters and stuff, you'd be like, yeah, I've been doing it for 10, 15 years. Okay. But there's new people each year that are adopting this and getting more comfortable with it. Older folks that are getting more comfortable with it. So shouldn't it grow every year? I mean, should it be like, okay, if they have a stat rolls out, more people than ever are driving electric vehicles. Well, because they're new in the marketplace for on-road travel, shouldn't that each year, it might be more one year than the other, but shouldn't it grow every year? What should be the surprise when there's, if this technology was 200 years old or something like that, you'd be like, yeah, well, fine, it's a stat, they're doing more of this than the other. But on new technology, you have new adopters coming into something every year.
Yeah, if it's a relatively new industry and they like decline for a year, that could be catastrophic,
right?
For that, because they want to grow every year, obviously. But you've also got, I think, a lot of people following the lead of Amazon, who was on top of this before everyone and still the leader of the pack. But we've seen Walmart shift more to online shopping and next day delivery and free delivery, and so many of these other online marketplaces are also making it easier than ever to shop online. I'm sure that's
so
adding to it.
Therefore,
more people are shopping. Right. Like, and I don't know the stats recently, but more people are using internet than ever before, are going online,
yes,
and becoming.
That's what I'm saying.
So of course they're going to shop.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's what I mean. Like, when you have, if they would say, like, all things were equal, brick and mortar stores and local shopping and internet, and they were all had been invented at the same time, and one's outpacing or outtrending the other, because, well, then you have a story. But if you have a brand new, it's not, in the scope of human history, a brand new technology for online shopping, of course it's going to grow.
Yeah.
There are more adopters every year. Of course it would grow.
Have you gotten to a Christmas Day yet, or another holiday, maybe a birthday where you're supposed to get a gift and you have someone give you a printed piece of paper that says, listen, I bought you something. Here's the proof. It just won't be here for another week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get that. Yeah, you could be get a little memo here and say, we got you something great.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not worried because I got my Crichton Leprechaun Christmas ornament and my fire pit. So
I'm good to go.
I'm good to go for sure. Hey, Wall Street's been booming, of course, as the year draws to a close, which is kind of odd. Usually it slows down a little bit this time of year, but not now. Thanks in part to talk about a signing of an impending Phase 1 trade deal with China, but it's not clear whether that will happen for sure. Stephen Kastenbaum from Westwood One with more.
Just 2 days ago, President Trump made it sound like he would be signing a Phase 1 trade deal with his Chinese counterpart very soon.
I will be probably doing that at the right time. We'll be doing a smaller ceremony. Ultimately, we will be having, when the China deal, we will be having the signing ceremony, yes.
He told reporters that the deal was done and that it just needed to be translated, but that it was coming. Yesterday, a spokesman for China's foreign ministry was sounding less certain. He was light on details in response to a question about an impending signing ceremony. The spokesman said that the Chinese and U.S. heads of state held a telephone call last week during which they talked about the Phase 1 trade deal. He said the two negotiating teams are in close communications regarding the follow-up matters, including the signing of the deal. So it's still not clear when it will happen. Meanwhile, there has been some improvement in trade between the U.S. and China. After both nations backed off of some tariffs, the importing of tariff-free soybeans from the U.S. resumed in China. China brought in 2.56 million tons of U.S. soybeans in December, up from zero a year ago at this time. It's a jump of more than 1 million tons in October. That's a big boost for U.S. farmers who were being hit hard by the trade war tariffs. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Right, 712 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile City Council meeting next week to figure out whether they're going to come up with $3 million to see if Amtrak passenger service can be on again here in Mobile. Talk about that coming up also in sports.
Well, it was a light day of sports yesterday on Christmas, but we did get five NBA games, and bowl season kicks back off today after a day off.
And wait till you hear what this quarterback did in a bowl game the other night.
Yeah.
Talk about an air show in that game. That's on the way. Also, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will fill us in on our forecast. Captain Bobby on the way at 7:50. It's all right here on Mobile Mornings. News is next.
I'm Katarina Wittich for WKRG News 5. We're less than 1 week away from a vote that would determine whether Amtrak will return to Mobile. The project will cost the city $3 million for 3 years. Trains would start running twice a day to New Orleans in 2023. The federal government, Louisiana, and Mississippi have already committed to the project. If Mobile does not commit, the train would turn around in Pascagoula. The council is expected to vote on Amtrak at its meeting on Tuesday. A 17-year-old was shot at a party for teens in Pensacola Christmas night. It happened at the American Legion on Barrancas Avenue. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pensacola police are still looking for a suspect. A teenager was killed in a car accident on Christmas Eve. State troopers say 18-year-old William Brooks was killed when his car flipped and hit a tree on Highway 31 north of Bay Minette. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luketich.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and you've taught us now fall is the time for planting.
Yes, fall is the time for planting here in the South. It's not Boston, it's not New York. Spring is not the best time. It's not a bad time, but fall really is the best time for this part of the country.
For planting what?
Well, trees, shrubs, sod, anything that's growing roots with cooler temperatures, cooler air temperatures, but the soil still stays warm. It's the perfect recipe to grow roots, and that's really what you want to do. When you get a plant from the nursery and you're taking it out of the pot, you want to get roots established quickly, and you want it to get established before the stress of summer, and this really is the best time to give you a big window before July, August, and it gets hot.
So if we're picturing new sod in the yard, a new tree, new bushes in the yard, now's the time to do it. If we want to see them in the spring, plant them now.
That's right. Now's the best time.
All right. Tell us how to get in touch with you.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141. That's 800-834-1141.
716 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this day after Christmas. And time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Well, merry day after Christmas to you. Lots of traveling taking place today, so stay safe on the roads. We appreciate you making this station a part of whatever it is you have going on today. 1 week from today, Auburn football battles Minnesota in the Outback Bowl.
You know, we're excited to be in the Outback Bowl, playing a very good Minnesota team that won 10 games. I got the opportunity during one of our off weeks to watch them. I believe it was against Penn State, and they won the game, and obviously that was a big-time win. They're very sound. They're really what I'd say is a complete team. They're very good on defense. They're very good on offense and special teams, too. So big test for us. You know, like I said, our goal is to win 10 games, and we got an opportunity to do that. You know, our seniors are excited for it, and we want to get those guys out with a bowl victory. We've been to the Outback Bowl a couple times. I know I've been there twice. It was a great experience, a first-class event, and playing on January 1st is also a big deal.
Gus Malzahn and the Tigers kick against the Golden Gophers 1 week from today at noon Central from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. And we have plenty of coverage from Tampa next week, including a New Year's Eve two-hour edition of Tiger Talk with the full crew: Andy, Stan, Ronnie, Paul Allen, Jason Campbell, and we're on from 5 to 7 Central New Year's Eve. Then our pregame coverage from Tampa starts the next morning at 9 a.m. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
T. Batchelor & Son has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs. 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns that you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. Now through the end of the year, save 40% off on select guns. Hurry, that's 40% off select guns now through the end of the year at Mobile Shooting Center. Get a complimentary mount and bore sight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue. Nice ride across the Bayway from Daphne. And so far from Airport, Spring Hill to Dalton at 65 would seem like traffic. No delays, but radar I-10 range line. Also, Nevius Road and Highway 90. But again, no major backups or delays. Ring in 2020 in luxury when you celebrate at the Battle House. They're proud to offer a New Year's Eve package for two that includes a three-course New Year's Eve dinner, deluxe hotel room, chilled champagne, New Year's Eve survival favors, and breakfast on New Year's Day. And I'm Kane with your and Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at Rennie@FMTalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E, at FMTalk1065.com.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, speaking of Mardi Gras coming up, first parade January 25th, Cruz de la Dauphine on the island here. So we are less than a month away from the first Mardi Gras parade.
That's hard to believe.
That's and it gets cranked up, of course, there on the island. And then the following weekend, get another Dolphin Island People's Parade. And then for the downtown parade in season, Conde Cavaliers, February 7th. So, I mean, it's coming very quickly. We'll go straight into that Mardi Gras cycle. Yeah. You can just change the lights on your tree and some decorations and just have your Mardi Gras tree.
Yeah, order a king cake or two or 10.
Yes.
Have them ready to roll.
It's, we'll talk more about that coming up in Moon Pie Minute back, as always, here at FM Talk 106.5. But the story, we don't say history, the story of Mardi Gras, because some of the facts might be a little bit hazy. The story of Mardi Gras returns next month right here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, more on what's going on in Washington with Democrats courting certain Republican senators out there, trying to see if they will break rank with Republicans if it comes to the impeachment decision, the removal decision in the Senate. Bob Constantini spotlighted one who's using a holiday break, one Republican senator, to weigh in on what her constituents want.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer can take some comfort in knowing a few Republican senators may not be thrilled with a simple, quick impeachment trial for President Donald Trump. Not always a supporter of the president, Lisa Murkowski tells her home state of Alaska's KTUU she was disheartened to hear Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he's coordinating with the White House.
And in fairness, when I heard that, I was disturbed. To me, it means that we have to take that step back from being hand in glove with the defense.
Four Republican senators would have to vote for witnesses to make a majority, assuming all Democrats would do likewise. After initially wanting witnesses, including Hunter Biden, Adam Schiff, and Nancy Pelosi, effectively putting Democrats on trial, President Trump is ready to let McConnell handle things, even if it means no witnesses.
I mean, he's going to do what he wants to do. Very smart guy, very good guy, and a very fair guy.
Just in case there is any doubt, here's an audio collage of what Senate Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News on Monday.
We'll be working through this process, hopefully in a fairly short period of time, in total coordination with the White House Counsel's office and the people who are representing the president. I'm going to coordinate with the president's lawyers, so there won't be any difference between us on how to do this. I'm going to take my cues from the president's lawyers.
Lisa Murkowski is the first Republican to openly question how that works with the impartiality all senators are supposed to swear to carry out in the trial.
I heard what Leader McConnell had said. I happen to think that that has further confused the process.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. January 7th would be the first day the Senate could take that up, if you're counting there on what's next in the impeachment proceedings. Also, we'll talk in just a second about our 2019 Alabamian of the Year, but let me give you a referral here. and tell you about the maids, been telling you about them since October, and I'm referring them for many, many reasons. But in the real world, one that's like, they're coming tomorrow to our house. We have the Christmas destruction that has happened at our house in the last couple days, even though we've been trying to keep it in check. And we have been, I've found out over the holiday that we were signed on for a kids' New Year's Eve party at our house. Yes, with many children and their parents at our house. It'd be fun. But we only have a few days to get things turned around. Give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time with the maids. You can call now and get a free estimate at 344-6626, 344-6626. In the past, it would be panic mode for me, knowing that this party's coming up and we have to have the house spotless for this. No worries now, because the maids come in and make it happen. Once again, get a free estimate, see what they could do for you at your home, 344-6626. They got crews. Shelby leads the crew that comes to our house. They get it done. I mean, everything from the baseboards to the ceiling, the fans, the handles on everything. I mean, the detail of clean is amazing. Plus, you know, they've been there because I'm usually not there during the day. They fold the toilet paper and the little triangle thing like that as well. The maids referred for a reason, and the reason, the gift of clean and the gift of time. I want you to give them a call now at 344-6626, 344-6626 for the maids. All right, voting online now. We are in the second round of our Alabamian of the Year, heading towards the big winner by the end of the year. It's on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. You'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo right underneath that. It says 2019. Alabamian of the Year, final four voting. And what are we looking at here?
Yeah, so we've actually, we wrapped up the second round yesterday, so right. we are in the final
okay,
four.
Okay, I guess, yes, officially we're in the final four.
And
yes.
The top two vote getters from today will move into the final round, and then we'll do that final round voting over the weekend. But our final four here, after paring it down from a big number of nominees, we're left with the anti-toll movement, which was huge news this year in our area and the rest of the state, really. Bruce Pearl, the head coach for the Auburn Tigers basketball team, who led Auburn to the program's first Final Four last year, and they're still undefeated this year. The Finding of the Clotilda is also in the Final Four, and kind of the oddball here, but getting a lot of votes. Hoyt Hutchinson, the Alabama fan at the LSU game earlier this year who popped the baby Trump balloon. So that is our final four. Anti-toll movement, Bruce Pearl, Finding of the Clotilda, and Hoyt Hutchinson. Vote today. We'll have two remaining tomorrow. We'll vote over the weekend, and we will then have our Alabamian of the Year.
Remember, this is the person, place, thing, entity, group, whatever, that has most moved the news cycle in Alabama in 2019. Unlike what Time Magazine and others do, we don't sit in some stuffy editorial meeting and decide. Y'all nominate the people. Dalton puts them in the brackets, and y'all vote, and we arrive at that Alabamian of the Year. So vote online now, front page of FMTalk1065.com. Got a second today. You know, just go online, go to FMTalk1065.com, and you'll see the voting right there on the right-hand column. We'll total your votes, and like Dalton says, we're moving on to next week and the awarding of the Alabamian of the Year. 728, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way with our post-Christmas forecast. Even I look forward to New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, plus a rainy weekend in between. He'll give us details on that. Also, Captain Bobby at 7:50. Dalton's got sports on the way, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Katarina Wittich for WKRG News 5. A 17-year-old was shot at a party for teens in Pensacola Christmas night. It happened at the American Legion on Barrancas Avenue. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pensacola police are still looking for a suspect. A teenager was killed in a car accident on Christmas Eve. State troopers say 18-year-old William Brooks was killed when his car flipped and hit a tree. The accident happened on Highway 31 north of Bay Minette. Troopers say the teen was not wearing a seatbelt. Shareable electric scooters could be coming to Mobile. Mayor Sandy Stimson tweeted on Christmas, writing, quote, "We must have been very good this year, Santa sending electric scooters to downtown Mobile." The company that runs the electric scooters is called Gotcha. It works like most shareable city transportation tools. You download an app, scan a barcode, pay to ride, and take off. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luketich.
Holiday rebates continue at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Receive instant rebates on your purchase, up to $300 off the Franklin, Lincoln, or Fat Boy safes in stock, and receive a matching amount from Liberty Safes. All Liberty Safes have a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. For a limited time, 18 months 0% interest with approved credit is available on any purchase over $2,000. Get the Liberty Safe you really need now and stretch your payments out for 18 months. For service after the sale, go to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski is disturbed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's total coordination between the Senate and the White House regarding an expected impeachment trial of President Trump.
I think it's going to be important that at a minimum, the process that the Senate uses is one that is fair and full.
Correspondent Oren Lieberman is following the primary election in Israel, where Benjamin Netanyahu is counting on a decisive win.
If he wins by a narrow margin, it could well indicate that his control of his own party, his influence, is slipping and moving in a different direction. Of course, if the unlikely happens, if Netanyahu loses this election, it could effectively be the end of Netanyahu as prime minister after those elections in March.
A strong typhoon that barreled through the central Philippines has left at least 20 people dead and forced thousands to flee their homes. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. J.J. Abrams' Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker crushed the Christmas Day box office with as much as $35 million, the second best showing of all time behind Star Wars The Force Awakens. Little Women is on course to post a promising opening day gross of $7 to $8 million. Uncut Gems starring Adam Sandler also expanded nationwide on Wednesday with a projected gross of $6 million. The third new title opening across the country on Christmas Day was Fox and Disney's Kids Pick, Spies in Disguise, which brought in about $5 million. Rise of Skywalker is expected to take in $150 million between Wednesday and Sunday. HelloFresh has risen to the top of what turned out to be a smaller market for meal kits in many companies and investors as expected. The German company is adding users with simple recipes and a big menu, surpassing rival Blue Apron in 2018 and 19 as the biggest U.S. provider of kits for dinners with pre-apportioned ingredients. That's Your Money Now.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I guess better off than we were. I think it was, wasn't it like 7 years ago we had that tornado right there at Christmas that had gone through Midtown?
Yeah, we sure did. It was very quiet though yesterday.
Yeah, I like it. I'll take yesterday versus 7 years ago. Talk to us about today.
Well, we get another warm day. We got the 73 yesterday. We could get up as high as 72, at least today. And skies will vary from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times. We're going to see a gradual increase in moisture in the atmosphere, and that's going to lead to a few showers tonight and tomorrow and on into the weekend. So for today, not a bad day. Again, about 72 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll cool into the upper 50s. That's above normal. And there is a slight chance we could see a shower tonight. Tomorrow should be a mostly cloudy day. Another warm one, up around 72. And there is a slight chance of a shower, especially during the afternoon hours. Now, as for the weekend, Saturday looks like the best day of the weekend. It'll be cloudy. There's a slight chance of a shower, and the high will be in the low 70s. On Sunday, a cold front moves in, most likely during the late morning hours. And we'll see a high of 72, but a very good chance for showers and possibly a thunderstorm or two on Sunday. And then we'll start next week a little bit cooler. We're actually going to drop temperatures down, but they'll be about normal. So Monday, partly cloudy, and a high of around 60 degrees.
All right, so New Year's Eve, I mean, I know a distance off here, but should be clear for fireworks and boom pie dropping and all that, or what do you think?
Well, it looks like we have a threat of some showers on Wednesday.
Okay.
And we could see some shower activity during the evening, Tuesday night. And so there could be some showers in the area during the time of all the festivities, and then showers also on New Year's Day.
All right. Dr. Bill, appreciate the heads up. Remind folks, too, if they did not somehow get a copy in their stocking yesterday of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, they can go get their own today.
Yeah, we have copies at West Marine here in Mobile, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, and also at Robert Moore Christmas Town. And over on the Eastern Shore, our copies at Old Time Garden Supply, Billy Langford Allstate, both of those are in Fairhope. And also in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Center. And over in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. And you can always stop by Fox 10 or right here in the studios of 106.5.
All right, Doc, thank you. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. And yeah, it's just still sitting at 60 at our studios.
Feels just like Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it does. Here along the Gulf Coast, we get this a whole bunch. Many a warm Christmas in our parts, and then it'll be March, and it'll be like 17 degrees in March. All right, 7:37. Coming up, we'll check traffic with Kane, plus Dalton's got sports, and Captain Bobby's on the way as well.
Quilts of Valor is a program to provide handmade quilts for veterans touched by war, and your help is needed. Request a quilt. Go to www.qovf.org, Quilts of Valor Foundation, and find the tab Request a Quilt. For local information, go to Facebook, Quilts of Valor Stars Over Mobile, and ask to join. Give financially or learn how to make a quilt. Email Joyce Reed at lsubookwrm@hotmail.com. Contributions by a quilt or supplies.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure. Sample products before you buy and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had light traffic, no delays across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. If you're traveling I-10 out towards Stillman's Corner and Theodore Dawes Road, haven't had any problems there as well. Through Mobile, we're clear, accident-free, and light traffic. Hobbytown USA on the corner of Schillinger Road and Airport in Mobile has the latest innovative products like remote-controlled boats from Pro Boat, easy-to-fly electric aircraft from Hobby Zone and Park Zone, and ground-pounding cars and trucks from Losey. Call 633-8444. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:40 FM Talk 106.5 on this, what did they say, third busiest shopping day of the year?
Yeah, just ahead of, I'm sure, the fourth busiest shopping day of the year.
Let's get more on that from Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
For the next few days, you'll still have plenty of company in the stores. The National Retail Federation survey found that 68% of holiday consumers will likely shop today through next week. Nearly 50% said they plan to take advantage of post-holiday sales and promotions, and 27% plan to use gift cards. More than half of the holiday shoppers surveyed said they will return or exchange any unwanted gifts within the first month after receiving them. Consumer advocates found that many stores have tightened their return policies, though, so it's a good idea to do some research first. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Right, so go return those things that don't fit or you didn't want in the first place. Coming up, sports with Dalton, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. but you've got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit MobileBayCoins.com.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business in this exciting economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Katarina Lukacic for WKRG News 5. We're less than 1 week away from a vote that would determine whether Amtrak will return to Mobile. The project will cost the city $3 million for 3 years. Trains would start running twice a day to New Orleans in 2023. The federal government, Louisiana, and Mississippi have already committed to the project. If Mobile does not commit, the train would turn around in Pascagoula. The council is expected to vote on Amtrak at its meeting on Tuesday. A 17-year-old was shot at a party for teens in Pensacola Christmas night. It happened at the American Legion on Barrancas Avenue. Police say the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pensacola police are still looking for a suspect. A teenager was killed in a car accident on Christmas Eve. State troopers say 18-year-old William Brooks was killed when his car flipped and hit a tree on Highway 31 north of Bay Minette. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukacic.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 7:44 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Christmas Day was light on sports, but there were 5 NBA games to start the day. The Boston Celtics beat the Toronto Raptors 118-102. Jaylen Brown led the Celtics with 30 points, and point guard Kemba Walker added 22. That was the first Christmas Day game ever played in Canada.
Huh.
In the second game, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 121-109 in the first home Christmas game for Philadelphia in 31 years.
And you can try it. We're trying again.
Should I try it from the top?
Yeah,
here?
Try it from
okay,
the top.
Okay, let's do this again.
The best win of the year for the Sixers. The worst loss of the year for the Bucks. And the Philly faithful loving what they've seen out of their club today on Christmas.
Joel Embiid had a huge game for the 76ers with 31 points and 11 rebounds. Golden State had the biggest upset of the day. The Warriors defeated the Houston Rockets 116-104. Golden State's Draymond Green scored 16 of his 20 points in the second half.
It feels amazing because, you know, we got a super young team and it's been a rough season, but...
That was Golden State's third win in a row, bringing their record to 7-24 this year. They put an end to the Rockets' four-game winning streak. In the marquee game of the day, the L.A. Clippers beat the L.A. Lakers 111-106 in a matchup of two of the top teams in the Western Conference.
Davis has it, fires up a three-pointer, and that'll do it. The Clippers with a huge win, down 15 in the second half. They get 35 from Kawhi Leonard, and LeBron James and the Lakers have now dropped four in a row after that 24-3 start.
Kyle Kuzma led the Lakers with 25 points, followed closely by Anthony Davis with 24 and LeBron with 23. James aggravated a groin injury in the loss. He could miss some time moving forward. And in the final game of the night, the New Orleans Pelicans upset the Denver Nuggets 112-100.
And the New Orleans Pelicans stun the Denver Nuggets here on Christmas night and end Denver's seven-game winning streak.
Brandon Ingram led the Pelicans with 31 points. That was New Orleans' third win in four games. It improved their record this season to 9-23. There were no college football bowl games on Christmas. There was one game on Christmas Eve. The Hawaii Golden Warriors defeated BYU in a high-scoring Hawaii Bowl, 38-34. Warriors quarterback Cole McDonald finished with 493 yards passing and four touchdowns. That took him over 4,000 yards for the season. Today, there are two bowl games on the schedule. At 3 p.m., Louisiana Tech will take on the Miami Hurricanes in Shreveport, Louisiana, in the Independence Bowl. Miami is favored by 6.5 points. And then at 7 tonight, Pittsburgh will play Eastern Michigan in the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit. Pitt is favored to win by 12. The Mobile Sports Authority has a great event that starts today to end the 2019 year in style. Starting today through the 28th, head over to Spring Hill College for the Gulf Coast Holiday Classic. 16 of the top high school teams along the Gulf Coast will be participating. Many of the players are Division I prospects, so there should be some great basketball being played. It's the Gulf Coast Holiday Classic at Spring Hill College, presented by the Mobile Sports Authority today through December 28th. If you want some more information, go to mobilesportsauthority.com. 7:47, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. They also have happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year partnership
parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
For the SpringdaleToyota.com traffic center, it's been accident-free so far on the way in this morning for a while. Bayway Causeway looks good. Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, you've had light traffic along 98, also 31 and 181 by the Eastern Shore Center. Northbound 65 up towards Saraland, no delays. Make plans to attend this year's Moon Pie Drop with musical group Collective Soul in downtown Mobile, bringing in the new year and get a piece of the world's largest moon pie. For more information, check out their Facebook page, Moon Pie Over Mobile New Year's Celebration. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 7:52, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Being the third busiest shopping day of the year, you can probably go in exchange. If you got something you didn't want, you exchange it for what you want. They got the gear you need for the woods and water, or if you just think about treating yourself with some of that holiday cash, think about McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear Captain Bobby uses. He'll talk about that in a second. Also, our friends at Trailer Sales Alabama. Check them out in Theodore. Your trailer's ready to go. Maybe to put that new gift on, or they can build you a custom trailer, Trailer Sales Alabama. And the star of the show, and my buddy, Captain Bobby Everscott, are joining us now. Hey, Captain Bobby.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
I'm good, man. And Christmas in the rear view, people probably chomping at the bit to get out there with some new fishing gear.
Well, I'll tell you what, and now's a good time, too. It's, you know, we're on a good tide right now with this new moon tide. There's a lot of water movement all through the day. And the rivers have cleaned up extremely quickly. You know, we had that rain, I guess it was last Saturday and Saturday evening. You know, we had rain and kind of holding our breath just to see how bad it got. But I got good news is that, you know, everything that I was fishing pre-rain has held up perfectly, you know. The big change has been, you know, it's cooled off enough now to the point to where, you know, we were talking about popping cork fishing and flats fishing, that sort of thing. And now it's getting a little bit more towards the ledge type fishing, more along the lines of, you know, what you do during the winter, which would be finding the river channels, fishing the edges of the river channels and the ledges and that sort of thing. Slick lures, which they carry at McCoy, they got the full color, every color selection you need there. But that type of lure, a mirror lure, that sort of thing, you get into some deeper water, like 8, 10, 8, deeper than 8, let's just say, get down in those river channels with a soft plastic, a grub, as we call them around here, you know, and that sort of thing. That's going to be the deal. Now, saying all that, we've caught a few fish already this morning on popping corks too, but it's just because I happen to be fishing river channel and we're getting some casts up on the flats. But I would leave the dock, you know, tight with those type of lures tied on, maybe still have a popping cork tied on for a little later in the morning when the sun gets up and the water warms a little bit. But I think, you know, our main focus has been for the last couple of days before and after, well, before Christmas and today, so far this morning, it's been kind of a ledge deal. And again, that's what happens when the water temperature gets under 62, which is where we're at right now.
Now, you're talking about the moving up from the ledge to the flat. How much, I mean, obviously every fish is individual, but how much do you expect if you have a group of fish and you found them in a deep pattern on one of those channels next to a ledge, how far would you expect in a given day if it warms up those fish move? I mean, much realistic.
They can move a pretty good ways in a fairly quick amount of time. You know, if you think about it, it's nothing for a fish to swim, you know, 100 yards, just, you know, and they will move like that. Not that they just swim right out there, but, what happens typically is they come, you know, as in those big schools that are in the channels and ledges, and they tend to spread out and move, you know, slowly as it's like a feeding type of thing out onto those flats. So it doesn't take long. And one of the things you have to do is you got to kind of let the fish tell you what they want to do. You know, you don't automatically make yourself go out there because they will make you look like a monkey. So far, everything I've called this morning has been just about exactly wrong, but sometimes you gotta let the fish tell you what they want. I wouldn't have thought this morning, especially with this low water, that we would have caught fish on popping corks, but we caught fish, and actually a couple of our nicer fish have come on popping corks, even though we've caught them on slick lures too. So you kind of gotta let the fish tell you what they want. But the beauty of fishing these river channels, particularly these tidal rivers, is you can actually set the boat on the edge of the channel and fish the channel side and the flat side. So you start to get a feel for what's going on.
So, I mean, you can't give us an actual recipe like putting those grubs on the bottom or those slick lures suspended or anything like that. It's just figuring out what they want that day.
It does, but there, again, I think the key to the whole deal is going to be they're going to be very near that river channel. They're going to be very near the deep water of the area that you're going to fish. They're not going to be, you know, miles and miles out on flats, you know, like say a Grand Bay or a Portersville Bay area type, that type of thing. You're going to find these fish relating to these river channels, the deep water in the area that you're fishing. They're going to be relating to that because they're going to have to get back to that if we get cold fronts and that sort of thing. And they know that, instinctively know that they can't get caught in that real shallow water. So that's where they're going to be. So, you know, just focus on those, play around with your lures a little bit until it just gets super, super, super cold. You're going to find them kind of transitioning up and down the ledges in the nearby flats.
All right, Captain Bobby, if somebody wants to get a trip booked here this winter or even looking forward to that great spring fishing, how do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and there's several ways to contact us there. So just hit us there, and it's not too early to start booking for, believe it or not, 2020. So
that's right.
You know, give us a call. We'll get you fixed up. We can pick out the right moon and tides for you, too.
Absolutely. We'll get back to catching them, Captain Bobby, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company in Trailer Sales, Alabama.